神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
We're going to continue talking about rejection.
我们要在节目中继续谈到就是被抛弃、弃绝的问题。
On our last tape, we were talking to you about some of the fact that a rejection meant that you were not, did not have approval or acceptance.
上个节目中我们谈到被弃绝的意思就是人家不要你，或者是你不被肯定的这样的一个情况。
It meant being set aside or making you feel useless.
有时候是被忽略，被割开了，然后让你觉得好像你没有用。
We recognize that for many people, this really hits their self-worth.
那有一部分的人呢，碰到这种问题的时候呢，会马上伤害到他们的自我价值。
It makes them feel that they and themselves are not worthy.
会让他们觉得他们实在是没有价值。
We said sometimes we withdraw from people and relationships because we don't want to get hurt again.
有时候我们会想不要跟人家在一起，因为很怕再被伤害。
And then it brings bitterness many times.
接下去呢，你会有苦毒。
Bitterness to those people that we don't trust.
然后对于那些伤害你的人呢，你不再信任了。
And then this brings doubts and questions about the motives of others, and we become a person that just doesn't trust with a bitter heart.
之后呢，你开始会怀疑别人的动机，所以就变成一个完全没有办法信任人的人。
We noticed that we had stopped, we were talking about the causes.
那我们也谈过什么原因制成我们有这样的一个伤害。
I'm just going to mention a few that we mentioned last time.
那我要再把一些过去这个节目中谈到的再稍微再提一下。
Sometimes it's because we've been abandoned by our parents.
有时候是父母造成的。
Sent off to someplace else.
把我们送给谁去养。
Divorce can make the wife or the children, especially the children, feel...very much as if they've been rejected.
离婚的话会带给孩子有很深的被弃绝的感受。
Sometimes it's when a parent shows favor for one child over the others.
父母亲对孩子有不平的待遇的时候也会这样子。
We feel a sense of rejection when someone takes the credit for our work.
有时候你有成就，可是那个成就被人家抢走了，你也会有被弃绝的感觉。
I want to talk to you today about just being ignored.By some people.
那今天我要谈到就是呢，有时候你被人家把你忽略了。
Sometimes this happens to children.
孩子们也是一样。
When they go to school.
他们上学了。
Maybe they're just a little different than others.
或许他跟别人有点不同。
They have problems making friends.
然后他们比较没有办法交朋友。
And the kids just ignore them.
所以大家呢，对他们就不太，就对他们冷落。
And then they begin to...feel that they're less than the others.
因为被冷落呢，就感觉到自己好像比别人不好。
Sometimes it's when at work we're ignored.
有时候在工作中被冷落了。
We don't have any friends.
没有朋友。
It doesn't seem like we're special to anyone.
然后好像我们一点都不特别。
I think there's a rejection that many of you understand.
那也有一种那种被弃绝的伤害是我们所了解的。
It's probably one of the harder rejections.
可能是最严重的。
And that's when you have a girlfriend or a boyfriend.
比如说有男朋友跟女朋友。
And you begin looking forward to the time when maybe you will marry.
已经在期待要结婚了。
And they seem to feel that you're very special to them.
然后会觉得自己对对方很特别。
then either suddenly or little by little, they begin to withdraw from you.
或是慢慢的，或是一下子发现对方对自己冷淡了。
They'll say, well, maybe we just aren't meant for each other.
或许他会说呢，我们不适合。
And before long, they're gone.
不久之后就断绝了。
How many young women and young men have suffered under this?
不晓得多少年轻的男女在这个下面受到伤害。
Rejected by another person.
被对方在感情方面弃绝。
The emotions you go through can sometimes be very difficult.
这样子你的情绪上有时候很难去面对。
I've talked with young ladies whose hearts were broken because they thought that this young man would marry them and then he turned them aside.
曾经有一个年轻女孩子呢，她的心实在是破碎了，因为对方已经到个地步跟她谈婚嫁了。
Actually, this rejection can be so deep and so hard that there have been those who have committed suicide because of it.
这种伤害到个地步呢，有时候会让一个人想要自杀。
Another cause that we may feel this low self-worth and we may feel that bitterness in our heart is because we're measured by somebody else's performance.
那有一个原因，我们为什么会在这种伤害下面有那么大的打击，像我们的价值感减低因为呢，我们总是以成就来看人。
Maybe as a child, it was your brother, your sister, or your neighbor that your mother and dad were always comparing you with them.
比如说呢，你的爸爸妈妈常常把你跟哥哥、姐姐或者是邻居来比。
They were so much better than you, so much nicer than you.
所以别人的成就外面的看起来呢好像比你好多了。
Maybe it's a wife that their husband, she's always telling them, well, you don't do as well as the others do.
比如说太太跟先生说你看你的别人的某一个先生怎么样总是跟他比跟别人比较。
Maybe it's at the fact that at work,They'll tell us your boss will constantly keep on you because he doesn't feel you do as well and is always comparing you to someone else.
工作上也是一样，老板总是把你跟某一个同事来比，觉得你做得不好。
You can understand then why you feel like you're just not as good as the others.
所以你的感受就是你比别人不好。
Then, of course, the death of a close loved one.
然后如果有亲人所爱的人去世了
Actually, you can feel that they rejected you by dying.
有时候你会觉得对方用死来弃绝你
They've left an emptiness there that they feel like you've gone away from them and their hearts are deeply broken.
因为他们一下子走了让你的心里面有一种空虚的感觉
Another thing that can make you feel rejected is always being criticized.
另外一个你有被弃绝的感受是因为你常常被批评
Some of you know what I mean.
有的人你应该了解我在讲什么
It seems that whether it's your mother or your husband or your wife or whoever, maybe it's a friend, but always criticizing everything you do.
或是父母或者是先生妻子或者是朋友总是在指责你
It's just not good enough.
你都做得不好。
Many times this is where mother-in-laws and daughter-in-laws have problems.
有时候婆媳之间的问题也在这里。
And they make you feel like that you're not the worth of others.
所以你让你感觉你好像比别人没有出息。
So now we see these are some of the causes.
那么这些是我们讲过的制成这种被弃绝伤害的原因。
Now, one of the reasons that it bothers us so much is because of our wrong thinking.
那为什么一个人接受这种被弃绝的感受时候的伤害那么深呢？有一个原因，其中一个就是你的想法。
Sometimes within us, we think when I'm rejected, I feel unworthy.
当你被弃绝、被拒绝的时候，你的马上感觉到我是不值得的，没有价值的。
And then I feel my worth depends on how well I perform and what other people think.
所以我的价值感就建立在别人怎么样看我或者是我怎么样表现。
Actually, this is pretty much the basis of why you may have problems about rejection.
那基本上这个是在被弃绝、被拒绝后造成伤害的一个很大的原因。
I want us to look for a few minutes at what rejection does to us.
那我们来看一看到底这种被弃绝会造成什么样的结果。
It sort of becomes like a circle in our life.
它会让你的人生当中有一种循环。
Let me give you a sort of an example.
我给你一个例子。
Since divorce has become so widespread, I'm going to use that as an example.
现在离婚率非常的高，所以我就用离婚来做例子。
Now, May and Lee had been married for maybe about 8 years.
那梅跟李这两个人呢，已经啊结婚几年了。
Then there came a period when May noticed that Lee was changing.
这个梅呢，就突然间发现他啊先生在改变。
Now they had always had their little ups and downs and arguments.
当然，在婚姻的过程中，也有一些争执，也有一些啊啊上上下下的情绪。
But now.Communication was very limited. They didn't speak much to each other.
但是现在呢，对话减少了。
Didn't seem like Lee had time to talk at all.
这个李现在都不再跟妹讲话了。
Lee began to come home late some nights.
而且呢，有一些晚上回来的很晚。
He really neglected her.
他已经对太太非常的冷落。
Then one day he said, I want a divorce.
有一天他突然说呢，我要跟你离婚。
I don't love you anymore.
我不再爱你了。
And I found someone else.
而且我找到另外一个人。
May was crushed.
这个时候，太太呢，就整个崩溃了。
And felt rejected by Lee.
觉得是被 Lee 所拒绝。
This brought on feelings of worthlessness.
这个就会马上打击到她的价值感。
She began to wonder what she had done wrong. What was it that she should have done better?
他就想说到底我做错什么了什么我没有做好
She recognized that there were little things that she could have done better
然后他就马上想到有些事我可以做得更好一点
But nothing enough for them to be parted
但是这些都不应该造成他们分离的原因
She voiced this to Lee and he told her it wasn't her fault He had just stopped loving her and found someone else
这个时候 Lee 就对这个美说呢不是你的问题是我找到另外一个人我所爱的了
But to her, this meant he rejected her.
但是对于他的感受是被他弃绝了。
He just put her aside.
他把他冷落了。
As the days passed, May began to hate herself.
这样子时间过之后呢，这个太太开始恨她自己。
How come she couldn't keep her husband?
为什么我守不住我的先生
？And she began to feel inside that she must be worthless.
就想说我自己一定是没有价值的。
And she couldn't keep him.
然后他没有办法来守住他的先生。
Then as those feelings developed, she began to have deep hatreds and bitternesses toward Lee.
那这样的一个感受出来之后，他马上对这个先生产生一种恼恨。
And it began to grow deeper, and her thoughts, it seemed to center in this what he has done to her, and the bitterness that came to her heart.
这样子就继续的营造越来越多对先生的苦毒跟恨。
Then at work, she began to show a rebellious spirit.
然后她就在工作当中开始有那种啊苦读的行为。
She may have become very critical of those who worked under her.
对于她跟她工作或者她下面工作的人，她开始很容易批评。
She became very defensive.
然后很容易保护自己。
And she became very defensive with Lee, and she made it miserable until he moved out.
然后她就啊把家里面搞得。很难过，所以呢，让这个丽就啊离开了。
At first, the friends felt sorry for her, but after a while, her attitude made others reject her.
一开始，朋友们也很同情她，但是后来发现她这种态度呢，大家也都离开她。
I actually had heard someone say, "I can see that it's her fault that Lee left."
甚至有人就看出来说呢，就是因为她是这个样子，所以她先生才会离开她。
Now May was experiencing more rejection.
那现在。这个妹呢，更是啊，体会到啊，更多的这种被弃绝。
You see, it had become a vicious circle.
所以你看到这是一个恶性的循环。
First the rejection,
第一个被弃绝。
Then within ourselves feeling the worthlessness.
然后里面有那种没有价值的感觉。
Actually, self-hate beginning to rise up in our heart.
然后开始就有自恨。
And from that come the negative behaviors of criticism and all that goes with it.
接下去你的行为上就很多的批评指责一直这样循环下去。
A once happy woman is now a bitter woman hitting out to hurt others because she has been hurt.
本来是一个很好的一个很善良的一个女人现在变成到处都要伤害人。
Rejection is not an easy problem to get over.
被弃绝这种伤害是很不容易可以好起来的。
Actually, it depends on you and your temperament and how it how it affects you.
有时候跟你自己的生性还有怎么样影响你的多大的程度有关系。
Some hide it very well.
有些人呢把它隐藏得很好。
But yet it eats on the inside.
但是呢却在你的里面在啃食你。
And many times without even realizing why you act and react the way you do,It's because of rejection.
你甚至没有察觉到为什么你变成这样的一个态度跟行为原来是里面的那种伤害造成的。
Sometimes you're not fully aware of it.
有时候你自己不晓得。
And that's why I wanted to talk to you about it today.
那为什么今天我要跟你谈?
Because you must get over it.
你一定要让它可以出来。
If not, you're going to be a very unhappy person and sometimes make those around you very unhappy.
因为这样下去的话，如果你不让它过去的话，不但你自己不快乐，也造成四周围的人受到伤害。
You may never know what it feels like to succeed at something because you feel so unworthy.
因为这样子呢，你自我价值感很低，所以你就觉得从来没有能够成功做什么事情。
Now, I want to go over some steps that may help you.
那我要用几个步骤来帮助你。
Now, I want you to stop and think, have you ever been rejected by anyone?
首先想一想，有没有谁曾经弃绝过你？
Have you been hurt because somebody's pushed you aside, neglected you, or some of the things I was talking to you about?
你有没有曾经因为某一个人，然后把你割开冷落了，你受到伤害？
Then look at itAnd admit to yourself that the rejections of the past and its pain comes from the fact of rejection.
当你回想之后，你好好的面对，承认说你自己真的是受到伤害，你很痛苦。
We must face what has happened.
你一定要面对你有的伤害。
And sometimes just facing it will bring some relief. We understand it.
光是你去承认它，有时候就已经可以帮助你对于你的伤害有一些释放。
Now the next step is the hard one.
第二个是最难的。
Sometimes we can easily admit something to ourselves.
有时候有些比较容易。
But now we're going to have to forgive that other person.
承认或许比较容易，但是呢，接下来这个要宽恕原谅对方。
And this is very difficult.
这是很难的。
Because most of the time, you feel it wasn't your fault.
因为大部分的时间你总是觉得不是你的错。
And you may be very right.
那或许你是对的。
So you say, why should I forgive them?
所以你就说为什么不是我的错我还要原谅对方呢?
Because until you do, that thing will be within you, eating on you, pulling you down. You must bring it out andForgive it.
因为除非你原谅对方，不然的话，那些伤害在里面会啃吃你，就好像吃你的里面的情绪一样，然后你就没有办法让这个事情过去，没有办法让这个伤害得到抚平。
And this is where you're going to need help.
那这是你需要帮助的地方。
This is where our faith in Jesus Christ makes the difference.
这个就是在耶稣里面的信心可以让我们有所不同。
You see, when we have faith in our God through Jesus Christ, something happens in our life.
当你对耶稣有信心，你相信耶稣的时候，你的生命会有一些不同。
You see, He becomes the center of our life.
他会成为你生命的中心。
He's the one who loves me unconditionally.
因为我们的神主耶稣他爱你是没有条件的。
He doesn't look down on us.
他绝对不会轻视你。
He said, I loved you when you were unlovable.
他说在你还没有还不可爱的时候他就爱你了。
He tells us that he wants us to come. Come up and all you that are weary, heavy laden with these problems and I will give you rest.
他在叫我们他说呢凡是劳苦担重担的到主的面前来，他要让我们心里面有安息。
Now I told you your wrong thinking was saying that my worth depends on what I perform and how others think about me.
我说过，我们有一种错误的想法，就是我的价值在于别人怎么想我，或是我怎么表现。
But you see, that's where the problem lies.
但是问题是，这个会带来麻烦。
With Christ at the center of my life, I find my worth.
当耶稣在我的中心的时候，那么在我在耶稣里面就找到我的价值。
With the God of all creation, who loved us so much that he sent Jesus, and Jesus loved us enough to give his life for us.
这一位创造宇宙万物的神，他爱我到一个地步，把他的儿子给我，而且把他的生命给了我。
We are loved.
我们是被神所爱的。
Not because of what we perform.
不是因为你做了什么。
But because we are his children.
只因为你是他的儿女。
I find my self-worth in him.
所以我的价值是在主里面被找到的。
Because he unconditionally loves me and does not reject me.
因为他没有这种条件的来爱我，而且从来不弃绝我。
I've gone through this.
我自己本身经验过。
I know what rejection is.
我晓得被弃绝是什么感受。
I know the deep bitter feelings.
我也知道深处的那种感受。
Mine came out in trying to please others.
所以呢，后来我就成为一种想让别人高兴的 让人喜悦的人。
Trying to win approval.
想要赢得别人的肯定。
But I never could make it.
但是从来就不管用。
Bitternesses and jealousies came up in me.
里面就有这种啊苦毒还有嫉妒。
But in the power of Christ who came into my life.
但是因为耶稣的能力在我的生命里面。
He gave me the ability to forgive.
他给我能力可以宽恕。
I struggled over it.
我曾经很挣扎。
And then I would pray, Lord, help me to forgive.
我就祷告说主啊求你帮助我可以原谅人。
And then when I got to the place where I could say, I truly forgive them.
到一个地步我可以说真的我真的原谅了。
Healing came to my life.
就这样子我的啊心就被医治了。
Little by little, I began to realize that it didn't matter what others thought about me.
慢慢的我就发现呢别人怎么想我事实上都没有关系。
For I had someone who loved me.
因为我已经有一位爱我的神。
Who actually said, I've gone to prepare a place for you.
而且他说呢他为我们去预备的地方。
And so someday when I close my eyes in death, I'm going to that place.
所以有一天即使我眼睛闭起来了我是到那个神为我预备的地方。
But you see, we still are very human.
但是呢我们有人性。
And Jesus knows that.
耶稣也知道。
And so we're going to be rejected all down through our lives.
在我们的生命当中呢我们一定会经验到被冷落或者是被弃绝的经验。
And so when you put your trust and your love in Jesus, then you actually expect to be rejected.
如果你爱主耶稣而且呢让主耶稣在你的生命当中的话而且你要等着这些弃绝的伤害是会来的。
It's just as natural as life because the world is filled with evil and hurting and people that hurts.
这个世界上充满着那些被伤害的人他们也要伤害人而且呢充满着这些邪恶。当然你的生命当中自然会有这些伤害。
Actually, I have learned that through my rejection, accepting it, forgiving it, and allow Christ to become first, it's built character and spiritual growth in my life.
我自己从这个经验中学习到如果我愿意宽恕而且我愿意把自己交托给主耶稣我爱主耶稣然后耶稣在我的生命中掌权的话那么我的里面建造更刚强的一种德性。
I can look back and I can see situations and how I used to react to them and how I used to feel and it's so different now.
那我可以回顾以前我是怎么样面对别人的伤害别人的弃绝而现在我不同了。
I have found strength in the one that loves me.
我在爱我的神里面得到了力量。
And actually in going through this, I've been able to encourage others.
因为经过这些我就有能力可以鼓励人。
And help them to build a sense of their own self-worth.
然后也帮助人去建立他们的自我价值。
This is one of the reasons why I went into counseling.
那就是为什么我今天会从事这种协谈方面的。
Recognizing the hurts of people.
因为我看到人们里面的伤害。
And yet knowing that there really is an answer.
然后我看到我也找到是有答案的。
We do not have to live with those hurts.
我们不需要带着伤害过日子。
And with those rejections.
我们也不需要带着这种被弃绝的感觉过日子。
I told you that I understood what rejection was.
我告诉过你，我知道什么是被弃绝的感受。
When I was young, I had a very good mother and father.
我小时候呢，我的父母亲都很好。
But the circumstances of life made it very difficult for my mother.
但是环境的原因呢，让我的妈妈很为难。
She had her family.
她有自己的家人。
She had a blind brother.
她有一个眼盲的哥哥。
And my father and this blind brother became very jealous of one another.
然后我这位眼盲的舅舅呢，就对于家人很嫉妒。
So my mother had to spend a lot of time on both of them.
所以我妈妈就需要用很多时间，花很多时间跟这个舅舅还有爸爸在一起。
And I pretty well was left alone because I was the only child.
所以我这个唯一的孩子呢，就被冷落了。
I began to feel that feeling of being neglected and not really, at the center.
所以我就发现到我这个孩子呢根本就不是家里面的一个中心点是被冷落是被割开的。
I turned to my grandmother and loved her dearly.
我就转向我自己的祖母然后很爱我的奶奶。
And she loved me.
她也爱我。
But she died.
但是后来她死了。
When I was young.
我很年轻的时候她就死了。
These things went very deep inside.
那这些都是在心深处的。
Now, by my very personality, I was a very happy type of person.
那我的特性，我的生性是一种乐天派的。
But the happiness was on the outside.
但是只是外面的那种乐天。
On the inside, I never quite felt I made it. I never quite felt I was good enough.
那里面总有一个感觉呢，我就是不好，我不够。
So I turned to friendship.
所以我开始就找友情。
I was trying to find love and acceptance.
我就开始找到别人的爱还有希望被接纳。
So when I would get a friend, I would want that friend just to myself.
所以当我要一个朋友的时候呢我就要独占这个朋友。
I would smother them with my friendship.
我也用我的友谊来贿赂对方。
Now friends cannot take that very long.
那这样子朋友们当然受不了。
And before long, jealousies and feelings would come up and I'd lose that friend.
不久之后呢就有嫉妒然后占有欲越强马上呢我朋友就不要我了。
I was constantly seeking friendship and acceptance and then my attitude of jealousy and hovering over them would break it apart.
总是在寻找一个知心的朋友然后又想占有他然后又嫉妒马上呢这个朋友就不见了就没有了。
And then the Lord began to work on my heart.
这个时候主耶稣开始在我的心里面做工。
He showed me my problem.
他让我看到我的问题。
And I began to cry to him for help.
那我就求他帮助我。
And finally there came a day when I truly gave over all of that to him.
一直到有一天我真的把我自己完全的交给主耶稣。
I cannot tell you what the difference has been.
我实在没有办法形容我有多么的不同。
Now I have many friends.
现在我有很多朋友。
But none of them are at the center of my life.
但是没有一个朋友是我的生命的中心。
I don't look for any of them for acceptance.
我也不再期待别人接纳我。
Actually, I don't expect anything much from anyone.
所以对别人来讲，我实在是不再期待什么了。
I have found someone that filled that longing and lack in my life.
因为我已经找到那一位可以充满我的心，可以让我满足的。我生命满足的主了。
I would love to introduce him to you.
我要把他介绍给你。
Jesus Christ is the one that can change your rejection and bitterness into love and acceptance.
我要介绍给你的主耶稣是那位可以改变你里面的伤害、苦毒或者是嫉妒而转成有被爱而且被接纳的这样的一位主。恕我心曲这个节目是由美国佛桌传道协会提供由金炉牧师为您主讲林真华语翻译如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担请您来信写明你的姓名住址然后你寄到台湾高雄台湾省高低的高英雄的雄台湾高雄13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱， 你写林真，双木林，真假的真，林真收就可以了。我们会尽快的跟您回信。